And then later, for fun, we would do a lot of hiking, and then I joined the Boy Scouts and went in the Scouts for several years, had many exciting activities with the Boy Scouts, to summer camp and everything. And then later, I had always wanted to be a cowboy, so we lived east of town, about half a mile east of town, out on Sheridan Road. The town ended at the railroad tracks halfway between Yale and Sheridan. There was nothing east of the railroad tracks. A few scattered houses. We lived on an acreage. There were farms and ranches all around us. I always wanted a horse, wanted to be a cowboy, so my dad bought me a horse. And I became a cowboy, and I rode all over the country from that point on my horse. I had a buddy that had a horse, and we would saddle up on a weekend and head out as far as we could get by dark, and then we'd just camp out in the woods somewhere east of town. And then we'd, of course, ride back into town the next day. So we had an exciting time riding. And then, to top it off, I was so excited about my being a cowboy that when I graduated from high school in 43, I was only 16, too young to go in the Army. I wanted to serve in the Army. All the time I was growing up, I wanted to be a cowboy and I wanted to be a soldier. I was too young at age 16 when I graduated in 43, so I wrote several ranches out in Wyoming to try to get a job as a cowhand. One of them answered my request, and I got a job as a cowhand in Elk Mountain, Wyoming. I got my saddle, put it in a guinea sack along with an extra shirt and blue jeans and my spurs, and I caught a bus and rode up to Elk Mountain, Wyoming, and signed on with this big ranch in southern Wyoming, right at the foot of Elk Mountain, and I was a cowboy for one wonderful summer of 43. We did everything. We roped. We gathered our cattle. We had our roundup, Brandon, and then after we had a roundup in Brandon, we gathered our herd together, and I participated in the one final cattle drives from our ranch down into the basin. We drove our herd into the basin for the summer passage. That was one thrilling summer there. We had our cook shack that followed us along, just like you see in the movies. I did all the cowboying there. And after that thrilling summer.
But I'll just point out again, you were 16 years old.
I was 16, yeah.
Yeah.
I was the youngest hand and on the ranch, and the others were a lot older, 17, 18, 19. Well, every Saturday night, if we had our work done, the foreman would let us saddle up, and we'd saddle up and rode into town, into the crossing, we called it, there in the town of Elk Mountain, a tiny town. But anyway, we'd eat there at the boarding house there, and then they'd have a big dance every Saturday night. And at this dance, none of us danced, but anyway, we'd sit around and watch people dance, and ranchers there in the area had sheep. There weren't many sheep ranchers, but most of us were cattle ranchers. His name was Lemke, and he had a sheep ranch. He had invited his two nieces from Wisconsin to come out to spend the summer. And at that dance, everybody came in, all the ranchers came in with their families for that Saturday night dance, and he brought in these two nieces, which I think were about 14, 15, 16 maybe, and they were out on the dance floor dancing with the two of them by themselves, and because they were sheep people, we wouldn't have anything to do with them. We were cowhands. And so we sat around, us cowhands sat around the outside of that dance floor and watched those pretty little, two little pretty blonde girls dance with one another and refuse to dance with them because they was sheep people. That was my first activity, first knowledge of discrimination.
Yeah. That's funny.
So anyway, that was my summer of 43.
I was hoping you met one of those girls and then you married her.
No, that was, no, they were sheep people. Yeah, we didn't have anything to do with them. We was cowhands. So.
Yeah, I hear you. That's funny.
But that's the way it was, moving west.
Right.